Hello and welcome back to another episode of Locked In Binging, the podcast about TV shows and movies that I binge over the weekend so you don't have to, and a variety of other things. This week I'm going to be talking about Black Mirror, specifically one episode of the new season of Black Mirror. It's called Joan is Awful. It came out last month on June 15th, but let me tell you something, okay? I watched it the day after it came out, and obviously, you know I'm a week behind, but anyway, we're going to coming back. So, Joan is awful. This woman wakes up one day, she's sitting there, she's freaking going in, talking about some tap, tap, tap being. Yeah, she's doing all that. And she makes it to the office, she has to let somebody go, all these things are just, it's crazy. Then she goes home, and she's with her boyfriend, and she sees that something pops up, and it says Joan is awful. Her name is Joan, the character has the same hairstyle as her, it is her, it tells her a whole freaking day. Now, it's crazy, because God forbid that could really happen. Like, I watch Netflix all the time. She's watching Streamberry or whatever the fuck that shit was, but still, for them to know your whole life situation and what's going on and what happened, like, that's crazy. And it's not a real crazy concept, because I swear Black Mirror knows all of our deepest, like, fears in life, because ain't no way in hell. In a way, hell, you made up a whole show about me. I didn't even know that it was happening yet. You know what I mean? She literally watched the end of the first episode of her fucking terrible ass day. Like, that would be horrific. Like, but they couldn't do that for certain people because they'd be breaking, like, HIPAA laws and all that stuff. But anyway, it's frightening that anybody would even, like, think of this. It's frightening because we don't care. As a society, we have cameras. We have all these things already because we carry our phones all goddamn day. So we have all those things. So, I mean, it's not impossible to make up a whole episode about your life. But it's insane. And Black Mirror, that's what they do. They pick out all your fears and they just, like, go with it. The last season was actually so good. I forgot what one of the episodes. One of the episodes, I figured it out within, like, I want to say like 15 minutes in. I figured it out. I thought I was wrong. I was like, nah, there's no way. But I feel like definitely watch it. But Joan is awful. That one was one that stuck with me because I literally watch Netflix all the time. So, and I'm sitting here in front of my phone right now. So you're telling me, if I go on fucking Netflix and I see Drea is awful, I'm gonna shut that shit down immediately. Cause y'all are gonna be looking at that and being like, oh my God, this girl's day is fucking horrid. It's not as bad as Joan's day, but it was pretty bad. This whole week, as I usually say, it was pretty bad, pretty intense. So definitely watch that. If you don't watch the whole season, fine, but watch Joan is awful. Because once you start watching, you just can't stop watching. I'm telling you, you just can't. And there's another one that I can't think of the name of it right now. But it has to do with, like, two spacemen and their families. All, like, you gotta watch. Just watch it. I'm telling you, it's worth it. Black Mirror is very weird, but it's worth the watch. They've had us hooked since 2011. This is the only relationship that I feel like could hook us in, and, like, we never know that there's, like, an actual guarantee if it's gonna come back or not. So it's been out since 2011. We are in 2023 and they have not been consistent, okay? But then all of a sudden they had, like, movies, like, that you can pick which one that you wanted to end and whatever else, like, how you wanted to end it. They're, like, interactive. Like, it's a lot, but it is a good season. So definitely watch it. Definitely watch it. But again, like I said, it's a possibility. And that's what Black Mirror likes to show us, the possibilities. Because I would never forget the first episode that I really remember from Black Mirror, when the girl was like getting ratings and more ratings and more ratings just to like get a freaking new house or to be popular or whatever, because the more higher ratings you got, the better you are. It was just too much. But yeah, definitely watch it. So, this week on my timeline, all I've been seeing is Kiki, Usher, and Kiki's man. It's just been a mess. I don't know how Usher always causing problems. This man is 44 years old, still doing the same moves. I mean, he don't look like genuine, because whatever he was doing at that concert, that weird-ass dance he was trying to do, what he thought he was doing, he was not doing it. I don't care if he ever hears it in his life. I am so sorry, but baby, no, sit down. So, anyway. What is this man's name? I don't even know that man's name. All right. Darius. So Darius came out and said about Kiki that she shouldn't have been dressed like that. He holds her to like a perfect standard or something like that. But did he like see her release of like, what is it? A big boss or whatever. Like she, like Kiki is doing what she needs to do. She's not like going out. Like, I mean, yeah, you could see some things, but like it was still a nice dress. I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of biased. I love Kiki, so I don't care. I just feel like they be doing too much. And again, who is Usher? Like, who is this man? I've never been serenaded by that man, so I have no idea how it feels for him to sing to you or do anything to you. It's amazing to me that he still draws a crowd. Like, he's not a bad singer. He's not a bad entertainer or anything like that. I'm just saying. Still causing all these issues. Doesn't make no type of sense at all. But whatever. What do you think? Do you think that Kiki was wrong for wearing that outfit? Because not only, when you think about it, she ain't just picking this shit out of her fucking closet. You know what I'm saying? Like, that has to be, I don't know, maybe a promotional outfit. It could be like a sponsor that wanted her to wear that. We don't know this girl's business deals. And if she did pick the outfit out, so the thick what? Because she looked good. She can wear that. Now, if I went out looking like that, you would think that I was a fucking an orca. Because, no, I can't wear things like that. But she can. And it's just like, men think they have so much say. Like, shut up. Because y'all would, exactly, y'all would never in your life give us so much say about what you wear. I promise you. You would be like, oh my God, shut your mouth. If we switch places, they couldn't handle the things that we would want to say. So it's just strange. Strange times we're living in right now. I don't really know what's going on with that. But I love my girl Kiki, and I feel like, I don't know her like that, but I feel like in my soul that she is right in any type of way. Like, you were in a relationship with a star. What are you expecting? What are you expecting? Were you expecting her to dress like Akilah and the Bee, or I don't know, like that little girl from Barbershop 2? Like, I don't know what you wanted her to do. Or Barbershop 1. I don't know. You wanted her to dress like Jump In? Dress like all the other things, or how she was dressed in, like a Nope? I don't know. Covered up? Maybe just a belly? I don't know. I just feel like, mind your business. She's a grown-ass woman. You're a grown-ass man. You have a child together. I'm sure she loves you very much. And just chill out. I don't know these people at all. I just know their business, but it's fine. That's their business. So, yeah, that's all I've been seeing on my timeline. And to close out this week's podcast, this week's quote of the week is, whatever you do, always give 100% unless you're donating blood. Bill Murray. Well, that's this week's episode of Locked In Binging. Don't forget, new episodes come out on Thursdays. Possibly, maybe. I don't really know. And yeah, don't forget to listen. Thanks for listening. Well, that's this week's episode of Locked and Binging. Don't forget, new episodes come out on Thursdays. Thanks for listening.